Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, March the 20th, 2026, 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And we'll go to the phones. They're already ringing. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I know you're a teacher, and you're trying to give that girl a pass. But, you know, people have to be in control of their hormones. You know, if a 17-year-old boy sees a 19-year-old girl run by jogging in practically nothing, just because they're two young kids does not give the guy the right to go after or for sex on it.
Well, no, I'm not trying. Hold on.
Two people are 18 years old and they're first cousins. You're not allowed to have sex. You gotta control your urges.
You certainly do.
If you're working for a company, and there was just a couple while back, they got caught in the stands of a ball game together. You're not supposed to have involvement when you are working for a company.
No, but it's not. It's my understanding. First of all, I don't know this girl at all, and I would not try to give any teacher a pass for doing anything like this. As I've said multiple times when we've talked about this story, you should not do this. Teachers should not do this. This
That's
is not
right.
Okay. So who am I giving
years,
a pass
three
to?
Years or 5 years apart.
Right. But I guess who am I giving a pass to? I'm not saying this behavior is okay.
You're trying to defend her for it.
No, what I'm saying is...
Somebody, if you ever had a crush on your teacher when you was younger, you know, when you was in school, and it'd be kind of all right, you know, because kids do that. No.
No, what I'm...
If you get somebody pregnant and you can't control your hormones, what comes next? Abortion. I hate to see abortion. I'm for the woman to have the right to choose, but you gotta be responsible and you gotta control your hormones. If you're married and you meet some girl, you just can't control your hormones. Try telling that to your wife. Baby, I just couldn't control my hormones.
No, I think what I'm saying is that you cannot, first of all, the point here is any conduct between a teacher and a student is not good. It should not happen. Nobody should think that that's okay. But
and
it's my understanding.
The female is held responsible, but the females never get the responsibility charge.
I don't think that's true. I think the first big case of a student having an affair with a teacher, the lady went to prison, Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah, but how many times did she break that before she went to jail? She was caught several times meeting up with that boy before she went to jail. And she even got pregnant by him.
Right.
And then she went to jail. But the first time, there wasn't people out. Kill her! Well, when a guy does it, that's what everybody wants to do. Or send him to prison for the rest of his life.
So we're saying that there's... I guess I'm confused. So we're saying there is a double standard.
Yes, there is.
Okay, well, I think I said that. I think I said we have biases in this society against women and men. We do.
But both parties have to learn to be responsible. If a young kid gets a girl pregnant, especially if he doesn't want to be with her, then there comes child support.
Right, but
okay,
what does
can
this...
he afford to live, you know, after he pays child support? So then he gets into the alcohol, goes down, and then crime comes with it. got to be responsible. And here's one thing I was wanting to know. Remember a while back when that coach of a very successful football team...
Pleasant?
No.
No.
This was not Pleasant. This was somewhere in Ohio. This coach of a very successful football team, they was on the verge of a national championship, and he took off. And his wife and stuff reported him missing. And it was on the news. And then to come out a few days later where he was having sex with a student there. And they was looking for him for that, but they's already looking for him. Whatever happened to that case?
I don't know.
You don't remember the case I'm talking about?
I don't. But I guess I want to come back to the original point here again. My only problem with this particular story has been that because of her last name, her uncle, who I don't know has any part in this, keeps getting brought into this story, and he is a man who is running for office, and I don't know that he's done anything wrong. So I don't know why.
Maybe
that happens in life? I don't know that happens in life.
Maybe he should take that 21-year-old niece and bend her over his lap and spank the shit out of her ass or something. It's her fault. It's nobody else's fault that his name's been, you know, brought into this.
So now, wait a second. So everybody who's accused of something inappropriate, we mentioned their uncle's name in the press release? That's absolutely not true. We don't do that at all.
What happens when you are a celebrity or... you know, political office or stuff like that's what happens. And it's your niece that's put your name out there. Nobody else's.
But how does this come to me defending what she did?
Well, you were just kind of trying to give her a pass.
You know, again, I don't know what the pass is.
That's what happens, blah, 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 blah. Well, yes, it does happen.
It does happen. Sorry, it does.
People need to be responsible.
Well, I don't think anybody's saying that you shouldn't be responsible. But again, you have to talk. If you're talking about people covering up for this woman, maybe you should talk to River Valley. It all happened there. They did the investigation. I didn't see any charges pressed by River Valley or anything
well,
done
River
there.
River Valley don't press the charges. The prosecutor presses charges.
Well, you think River Valley couldn't turn it over to the Board of Education or make it publicly known?
Well, it is publicly known.
Now, her name was never mentioned anywhere from River Valley.
I don't think River Valley ever brought in her uncle's name, did they?
They never brought in her name.
Well, then how did people find out about it?
Because there was a vague letter put out that something had happened between a teacher and a student from River Valley, but it never mentioned anybody's name.
He was kissing the student.
No, I don't even think it said that. So why didn't River Valley make all that public? Why isn't River Valley a part of this story? We're dragging her uncle in. Why don't we drag the school district in? Huh?
Maybe they didn't know about it until that letter came out.
Well, they certainly knew when the investigation was over. You don't think they knew who the accusation was against when they sent the letter out to the parents?
River Valley sent the letter out to the parents.
Yes.
So you're saying River Valley knew about it but didn't do anything about it.
Well, do we have any proof they did anything?
And with the letter coming out to the parents, it's got in the media, the prosecutor should be... I don't know if the law was ever called, but it should be...
Well, who's on that? Whose responsibility is that?
Somebody at River Valley, if they knew about it and didn't call the law, they ought to be getting in trouble. It's just like you show up the emergency room with a gunshot. The emergency room has to call the law. If you put your car in a ditch and you call a tow truck and be still the law, the tow truck won't pull you out until the law gets there.
All I'm saying, I want to be clear that people have got to realize that we are in a society where
people can't control themselves.
Exactly right. Now, so to act as if that's not happening other places, well, that's just not true. And
so in my life, I'm 64, I've never had no kids. Now, I was always worried about disease, and I did not want to get a girl pregnant. So I've turned down sex many a time. People got to be responsible.
Right, but again, see, here's where the issue is being conflated. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't interaction between these two people, but the investigation never showed that that was true, and she never admitted. So what we have here, factually, is a substitute teacher and a student. The student who was not her student kissed. That's what we know for sure. Now, that's factual. So when you start conflating these other things...
knew that they kissed. Somebody had to be telling them.
Well, I think she admitted to that. So again, we are moving this bar, and that's the problem I'm having. I'm not defending poor activity, but I certainly am defending people attaching things to this story that have no factual basis as of yet. Now, if we find out that there was a relationship beyond kissing, that's a problem. If we find out...
Do you think if the accusation came about you... and then the accusation came out about me, don't you think you would be more in the news than me? That's what happened.
But it's not him. It's his niece. And no, I don't think I should be responsible for my family members. Why am I responsible for them? I don't live with them.
You're responsible for your family members. But that's just what happens when you're a celebrity. You have any government involvement. You're a CEO of a company. That's just what happens.
Well, I think that's unfair. Certainly on a local level.
It
and we don't
unfair.
Have to do that on a local level.
But I'm saying that's what happens.
Well, I'm just saying we do not have to do that on a local level. If you know what? And also, coincidentally, then is the girl getting a fair shake? Because she is Ken Stuyvesant's niece.
Yeah, but we are now talking about the situation.
Right, and you can guarantee if it was not Ken Stuyvesant's niece, we certainly wouldn't have talked about it to this degree on this show. So we're being unfair to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. Bye, Victor.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Matt, how do you see it?
I think you got pretty down pat there. I mean, the only things that we know for sure is that they kissed. I mean, that's still no good. Can't do that. I mean, you know. But,
Go ahead, caller.
Pure horny Marion.
Well, some people this morning, I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. Have you ever heard of WAP?
W-A-P. No, what's W-A-P?
It's a rap song.
Oh, no. Do you know this, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. No,
yes,
that's beyond me.
Does Matt know it?
Apparently, yes.
I could not believe it. On a news item, somebody mentioned W-A-P. So I did a Google search.
Oh, it's terrible.
Now, this is, I believe, 2017.
Oh, Lord. You're going to get in an algorithm you don't want to be in.
What?
You're going to get in an algorithm you don't want to be in searching these things.
Oh, well, hey. I use the one they can't find you on. I forget which one it is. Anyway, I'll send it to you. I can't believe how... I mean, okay, freedom of expression, speech, and stuff. But you have a lot of kids, impressionable people, listening to these lyrics and stuff. It's just, it's amazing. I think you'll be flabbergasted when you see this. I can't describe it. I think the images will tell the story. So that's just part of the contributions to the way our society is today with a particular segment of society.
Well, I think that's true, and I think, again, if we're talking about this case on a local level this morning, which I think is where this all started, I don't know how we got back to this because we'd moved away from it for 4 or 5 days, but I don't, you know, here's the thing. The problem is the case is sketchy, and unfortunately, you live by the sword and die by the sword. Did she get out of trouble because Ken Stuyvesant was her uncle? I don't know. It's not factual. I don't know yet. If we ever find that out, that's a problem.
The biggest thing is there's speculation. Is she related or not? Is she related or not? If she is, did he do anything to assist her or not? Or did anyone do anything to assist her to alleviate all of this?
Right, but on the flip side, the unfair side is, if it was not his niece, we certainly would not be talking about it on this show to this degree. It wouldn't happen. So, you know,
well, the speculation is still there.
Right, but speculation is not fact. And speculation does not do her any good in the community.
But what I'm getting at is, it's not it, fact. Is she or isn't she? And if she is, did he or didn't he or did someone, whatever. And we don't know that. So it's just pure speculation until somebody comes up and says, yes, that was my niece. That was my granddaughter. Whatever. You know?
Right. Well, and by the way, I want to make
now
this...
Now all it does is fuel speculation.
Right, and I want to make this very clear. Last hour we were talking about the Republican Party in Marion releasing a statement in the last 24 hours that somebody apparently misrepresented that they were endorsed by the Republican Party in Marion in the 86th district race. We don't know who that was because whoever it was, the post apparently was removed. So I don't know who it was.
You know, that's the wonderful thing. The internet, in its first few years, maybe 5 years or so, had credibility. Then all of the miscreants get in there and screw things up. There's so much misinformation these days, and too many people, particularly with AI, I don't know if you've seen some of the AI things. I've just been reading an article about AI and some people that have had podcasts and that. They've had their image hijacked, and they're using them to sell products that the real person has no idea about that product or is even associated with that product.
Well, that's true.
So we're getting into one hell of a wicked thing here.
Yeah, but
I emailed you. Check your email. You can maybe watch it or certainly listen to it. Cardi B.
Now, I have heard of Cardi B, but I've never heard the song. Okay.
I'm amazed. I can't believe it. I mean, this is something that I would expect from a comedy club or an adult venue to hear something like this.
We continue on. Hey, thank you.
It's on to a better tomorrow.
All right. Well, again, and the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We appreciate the conversation, and I think this doesn't happen anywhere else in Marion, and that's why we're here. 740-383-9944. And by the way, we'll be live tonight as well, 8:15 to 10 p.m. And what's on your show tonight at 10:15?
Tonight I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about, probably talking about the Iran war, and then potentially, if I get to it, there's Ohio politics as well.
All right, so we'll cover the waterfront tonight. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, another thing that disgusts me, too, in this society, we let people aim music to children, and when they're at a concert or in their videos or something, they're up on stage playing with their junk. Now, should you aim your music at 13 and 14, 12-year-old kids, and in your videos, and when you're on stage, you're up there playing with your junk?
Well, no, I don't think so.
We need to be a little bit better of a society than that.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I hope so. Maybe one day. But I'll tell you what, it's a whole different world these days.
Yep.
Thank you.
A lot different when I was a kid.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You're not going to talk about any of this tonight on your show?
No, I'm not. I'm not interested in talking about the Cardi B music.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's apparently where it is here this morning on WGH. We've got to roll in and roll out. Okay, I think we're getting a phone call here. Let's give it a try. Go ahead, caller.
The song to which Terry is referring is called Bop. It's by Cardi B, as he said. It is probably one of the filthiest songs that I've ever heard.
Yep.
And people, I won't even say what it stands for. It's an acronym, WAP, but it's pronounced as one word. And it, those letters all stand for different things. And it is very, very, very explicit. Very explicit. More explicit than a Hustler magazine. And three times more explicit than a Hustler magazine, and teenagers, boys and girls alike, recite every single word.
Well, I think. Well, I tell you, well, there you go.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Well, listen, it's interesting because we've stumbled onto a whole other subject here this morning, which I think is kind of interesting, is women versus men. Are people treated differently? And
yes.
I think this is fascinating because of this post. I mean, you know, sometimes things just time correctly, from the Republican Party here in Marion, saying that somebody from the 86th district was misrepresenting an endorsement, but they don't say who it was, and clearly whoever it was has removed the post, so we don't know who it was. I mean, does anybody have any idea?
The post is gone.
Well, I don't know where the post was.
You mean the candidate removed?
Yeah, we don't know who it was.
Because I went to scour candidate pages also and didn't see anything that would lead me to believe that.
Right.
I heard it.
So it has to be removed. So what was the point of putting out the statement when we don't know who it was who did it?
Controversy. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about WAP and let people Google it and somebody else call.
Well, no, but it's an interesting point because, I mean, shouldn't they at least tell us who it was? I mean, they come down hard on them.
Wouldn't that be endorsing the other people if they told us who the bad person was?
Well, I don't know.
By default?
No, I don't think so. I think it certainly would be coming down on that person.
Like, if I said there is no candidate D, so I'm going to pick candidate D as the bad guy. If I said candidate D was the one that did this, wouldn't that make people lean? I mean, aren't you sort of, by default, giving a push towards the other three? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we're not endorsing anyone, but we're excluding this person. So by default, it's kind of an endorsement to vote for somebody else other than them.
But if it angers you to that point that there's misrepresentation, you can be angry with misrepresentation, and two other people didn't misrepresent. I think that's certainly valid to say.
Whoever felt misrepresented should be the ones that said, I did not endorse this person.
Well, I guess another
maybe
thing.
Maybe they did. Maybe that person individually didn't mind standing with their arms around candidate D. And they told candidate D, go ahead and throw this picture on the internet of us together. I'm fine with that.
Well, I also want to say, and I don't want to go back to the Stuyvesant case here. I just want to use this as a touching point.
But you just said it again. You said the name Stuyvesant, not me.
Well, it is her last name. But
okay,
the point.
So that automatically would drag him in a county the size of Franklin County? No, that wouldn't automatically be front page news. When the guy's been in charge of a county as a county commissioner for a decade, he's over the fair. He's over, well, I don't want to say over, but he's a big part of the fair and of FFA and 4-H and all these other things. And he's standing with his arm around Ray Grogan, and he's the head of the Republican Party to which all of these elected officials belong. It's going to be a story in the size of the town of Marion.
Right, but that's...
He chose to make himself a big fish in this town. Scott.
Right, but that's... But that's... See, but that's for them to draw... That's her name. I mean, you can't change her name. You can't say her name.
When the sheriff says that... That River Valley says that they turned this over to the school resource officer who was there that day, and we've heard nothing, and there's no charges pending, there's no arraignment, there's none of that, then what?
No, the point that I'm making is that you can say her name. I don't have a problem with that.
But it's fair now for us to speculate. In my mind, it's for us, we can start speculating that nothing's going to happen. And we have prior history to build this on with Twyla Lang, Robert Landon, and Miranda McGinnis. we have prior history to build these things on, that nothing will happen to them because they're affiliated with a Republican. The most powerful Republican, I mean, in theory, he's the president of the club.
Well, I guess the point that I was going through here, and I was just trying to drive through that neighborhood to get to, was something that Christian brought up, which was, you know, are women treated differently? And he brought up the comments about Wesleyan Davis, which is how we got on the whole thing from the Republican Party. You know, people
did... I believe that being a woman in this situation will hurt her. I know she's going to would be replacing a woman, but Tracy Richardson had the whole veteran thing working for her, and I don't want to say prestigious because I'm not trying to take away from the business that Wesleyan has built. I'm not saying that, but Tracy Richardson's career compared to Wesleyan's is, I would say, it's probably considered still socially more respectable than what Wesleyan does. Does that make sense? Like,
right,
Wesleyan's
right, but
in
I...
the beauty industry, and Tracy Richardson is this storied veteran political type person, so her woman's status is different than Wesleyan's woman's status, and that's a real thing.
But I more or less forgot, until Christian brought it up there, about there were comments made at one point about Wesleyan that had nothing to do, and they were made on the air, not by anybody with the station.
Hot? Is she hot? I mean, we don't ask that about male candidates. That's not the first thing you ask about a male candidate.
Right. So, and I remember at the time being very uncomfortable with that line of questioning because...
I'm not positive. I don't think it was made on your show now that I think about it, but I think the same person made a comment about her chest size to me, which I thought was really strange because I'm a woman and I certainly don't want to hear other women's breasts be commented on.
Well, but I
made that comment at that time, like, yo, I don't want to hear about somebody else's tits is pretty sure what I said, being the lady that I am.
Oh, there we go. But I guess my point is, in this whole thing is that there is no way anybody would ever have called this show and said that about Ben Weber or said that about Mr. Weber. I don't think anybody would have... Wolf. God, why am I all... Ben.
I'm bad.
The names today are not there. But
it's the two B's throwing you off.
Yeah. But the problem, and I don't think I hear a lot from Mr. Wolf, but that's the problem. So the point is, though, nobody would do... And I think I said that at the time. We would never do this with a man. We would never be having this conversation. And I think that you know, we have to decide as society, do we treat women differently than men? And we do. And that's the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, and I do believe that will hurt Christine F., too, in Marion County, because she may have her following, but when you're bringing people out that may be voting only, say, for Vivek or Faber or whoever it is that's bringing them, I doubt it's Faber that's bringing them to the polls, but you know what I mean. And those just happen to be other races that they didn't really pay attention to, but now they're forced to pick somebody. They might not pick her just because she's a woman. And I'm like, sympathizing with her, even though I absolutely do not want her to win. But I could see where, you know, if I didn't despise her, that could be a hindrance to her.
But you know, interestingly enough, I've interviewed all three of them, and probably I think I've interviewed her more than the other two. And the thing of it is, I never one time thought about her looks. I never thought. Because I'm not... who cares?
Because you love us all, Scott. That's why.
I love everybody equally. That's right.
Yeah, you don't care. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in Scott's sight.
No, but I mean, I didn't sit there and think, oh, you know, this is a point that needs to be made here. Matter of fact, the first interview I did with her on primary night last year, if somebody goes back and listens to it, you know, she said in her own words that the biggest misconception about her was that she was dumb. And I asked her, I said, well, are you dumb? And
I don't believe she's dumb at all, but I believe the stereotype of a blonde woman who is fit and is... She is well-built. You know, she wears makeup. She wears nice clothing. She's very well put together. And I think that people judge her on her appearance. And I know I've called her Botox Barbie.
But I don't think
she's stupid.
No, but it's so unfair to her to use those terms. And I think the problem is you can think she's a nice-looking woman, I guess. But the problem is that when you start to use those terms, that becomes first and foremost.
Well, okay, but when you start chopping and poking and prodding your face to the point that it's so noticeable that it's fake, you made it first and foremost.
Well, I don't know if she's done that or not.
She owns a whole salon that does that. I mean, that's her business. That's her industry. And you don't know if she's had it done to her own face or not, then I need to, like, point out, I'm going to get a picture of some faces and start pointing out to you what to look for when you're looking for this.
Well, but I'm saying even so, if
listen,
she
there's
has.
There's a whole thing. Okay, there's a whole thing, that look, all right, to me. And it really is. You look it up. I'm serious. It's called Mar-a-Lago face. And what it is that they don't even care to look real anymore. I'm serious. Google it, Matt. Get your Googler out.
Mar-a-Lago face.
They don't even care. They don't even care to look real anymore. They don't care that it looks... You remember back in the day, people, you wanted to have plastic surgery and no one knew that you had plastic surgery? And if you did, people would talk, oh, she got her face done, she got it. Now they want them to say, oh, she got her cheeks done, she got her lips done, she's had her nose done. Because it's like a status symbol that you can afford these elaborate surgeries one after another.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, look it up. It's a whole thing.
But I'm just saying this is not...
I told you, I screwed my algorithm, okay?
Right, but I'm just saying, I just think that her... this is not a characteristic on how she can do the job in the 86th district.
No, I don't
district.
Believe that. But it is, by society standards, it's a default that we judge women by.
Well, right. And that, again, is why in every case we're talking about here... I'm not saying it's right, but women are treated differently.
But these women have to realize when you're going to slap Mar-a-Lago face on yourself that you are bringing yourself, you are opening yourself up to that criticism. Agreed? I mean, no one forced her to do Mar-a-Lago. Well, she's got Mar-a-Lago face white. No one forced her to do that to herself. She chose to do that. So when the criticisms about the Botox and about this and about the lip filler and about the Juvederm, when those things start coming out, she did it to herself.
Right, but to me it's like criticizing Ben Weber about his age. What's he supposed to do, become older?
Well, he didn't choose when he was born. She chose to inject her face. Now, should that be something we judge someone on? No, but to me, doing that to your face signals other things about yourself. I mean, I read more into it than, you know, just I want a fuller lip, especially when you start going Mar-a-Lago light. But that's not, looks should not be something that we judge people on. But, you know, she made looks enough of a concern in her life that she wanted to be noticeable to other people. She wanted her looks to be noticeable to other people, and not everyone is amenable to the look that she's portraying, I guess.
Well, that's true, but I don't know,
like,
why.
I can't help what God did with my face. I didn't go stick any needles on it. If you think I'm ugly, okay, I get it. There's times I tend to agree. If you think I'm beautiful, I love you, I'll send you a dollar in the mail, Venmo, PayPal, whatever. But I don't do things to make my looks front and center.
Right, well, but I guess if that is her business, that's okay, but when she decides to run for office, who cares? But let's find out what she knows about policy.
I agree with that. But you can't, I mean...
That's why I had the problem with that call that night. The problem with that call
is
reducing her...
Yes.
Reducing her to that is not the way to go. Because let's, you know, I can sit here and have a 45-minute conversation with her on four different occasions about policy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or why she wants to run for office, or...
That would be my deciding factor of why I would not vote for her, is because of her, not because of how she looks. If I thought she was a great candidate, I would get past Mar-a-Lago light.
Well, and
but
the sad thing...
She's a great candidate.
The sad thing is here, I do think a lot of people go to her with this Republican post, and it might not be her. I don't know that it's her.
Well, I don't know. I mean, none of us know, but it seems like she's starting to become the odd man out.
Right.
But then again, we don't know enough about the other guy whose name we don't know to say whether it might have been him or not.
But it could have been Weber. We don't know.
We don't know any of it about anything, because maybe that person did personally endorse them. But it's pretty crazy for them to come out and say, we didn't endorse anybody, especially this bad person.
Well, it just, they would have to know this would have to hurt that person, and I can't, I guess why this leans more toward Wolf or Weslin is I don't think they would want to do that with Weber if he truly is the establishment candidate.
Wolf, Weslin, and Weber.
I know, there you go. It's the war of the W's.
It's not right.
No. Hey,
all
thanks.
Right, well, okay, let somebody else complain. Bye, guys.
Right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, what an interesting conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, apparently, yes, Mar-a-Lago face is a thing.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't know. The internet described it as a, like, 2025. We'll have to look it back up. 2025-2026 aesthetic trend associated with MAGA-aligned political figures characterized by a highly stylized, overfilled appearance. It features taut skin, excessive filler, prominent cheekbones, full lips, and sharp jaw lines, often paired with heavy makeup. The look signals wealth, power, and political allegiance. And yeah, apparently it costs something like $90,000 to get there, and then you gotta, like, pay hundreds of dollars monthly to upkeep.
You know, see the things you learn on this show.
Okay.
See the things you learn. 740-383-9944. Okay, I should also mention tonight, I think we're going to have a special guest with us from 8 to 10.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yep, that'll be fun. Oh, I did want to mention, yesterday at the end of the show, I think it was the end of the show, I mentioned the Women's Club, that they had their Turn Up the Heat dance, and that I ran into somebody who is highly intertwined in the Women's Club, and they told me that the event did not do as well as it had done in past years, and that there were empty seats there that night, and this person would not be participating in it anymore. Now, again, this is just what I'm hearing from somebody. This is not news. This is more gossipy. But yesterday, I ran into three more people who had some knowledge about this, and they all pretty much said the same thing. Was that they raised a significant amount of money that night, but it was not what they had raised in the past. Now, they might have sold out, but people didn't show up. There were empty seats. And, you know, that's what it is. And I guess the money is an issue for people. So that's the story I got. I don't know if it's true or not. What do you think of it?
Well, if it's true, it's certainly unfortunate.
Well, it was an interesting story to me because I didn't hear anything about the event this year. Usually you get a newspaper article or a big Facebook post or something to that degree. I didn't see a lot of that this year.
Well, I didn't hear anything besides the, like, few times you talked about it.
Right, and there's been videos before, and maybe I just missed them all. I don't know. But I think, again, with an event like that, you can't do it forever because you're only going to have so many heavy hitters, you know, who can raise big money, who people want to come see. Eventually, if you do the same thing without any tweaks over and over and over, it will run its course. And I did say I thought that there were some things about that event that were needing to be changed.
Well, that's good.
Do you recall what they were?
You needed, because they told jokes, and apparently you didn't think the jokes were
just
all
a little corny jokes.
So
that's all.
They needed a better MC.
Well, no, I'm not saying a better MC, just maybe a
different
little
style.
Don't try to make jokes if you're not a comedian. That's just an uncomfortable thing for me. When somebody tries to be comedic and you know they're doing prepped lines, it's always kind of like, okay. I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, I guess.
So, that's all. I mean, no, I think the MCs were fine. I think they can speak.
Oh, also, you thought that they needed another judge, somebody who didn't actually know anything
about
dancing.
Yes, I think they need a judge who does. Right, because you need that just visual perspective. They're watching it. Do I think it's good? Do I think it's bad? That's all. Not necessarily looking at the technique of it all, where somebody who knew something about dance would look at the technique.
Well, I don't think that's a bad idea.
No. So there's some suggestions. Feel free to use them if you want. Again, phone lines are open here, 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here we are. It's been an interesting morning of conversation, to be sure. And we'll go on through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so don't go anywhere because the conversation will continue. I think it's an interesting world we live in. Social media is definitely a player, but I'm not sure if it's for the good or the bad.
I don't think social media has been good.
I don't get that Republican story at all, though. If you don't tell us who it was who did it, what's the point of the post?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the reasoning, honestly. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me as to why you would do it.
Just to tell you somebody did something wrong?
I guess. I mean, I don't know what the goal was, I suppose. I mean, there's no... I mean, it's not an endorsement. I mean, if they said that you were endorsed by them and you had to come out and say, hey, X person said that we were not that we endorsed them and we in fact did not endorse them. I mean, you know, honestly, I don't think that's not bad.
Well?
Well, I mean, it's probably bad for the person who lied, I suppose.
You know, we're getting some word that Chuck Norris has died.
It's impossible.
43 minutes ago. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting it, so I think Chuck Norris has died.
Oh, no. See, it's a myth. Chuck Norris can't die.
Isn't that interesting? At the age of 86. Well, if the Hollywood Reporter is reporting it, that's a pretty... Well, that's what the family's saying, so it looks like Chuck Norris has died. You know, I never did interview Chuck Norris, but...
Chuck Norris is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's their lead story on the Hollywood Reporter. So, pretty good chance that he has died at the age of 86. Big star, Walker Texas Ranger, that ran for a long time, says died suddenly Thursday in Hawaii after being hospitalized. How about that?
Well, that's rough.
Well, I'll tell you never know what's around the corner, that's for sure. So, it looks like Chuck Norris has went on to his reward. I never did interview Chuck Norris. I'm trying to remember if I ever interviewed anybody who... worked with Chuck Norris. I'm sure somebody.
Chuck Norris has been around for a while.
He is. I think he went to Hawaii after Walker was done. That was his big show. That was on for a long time. And I think essentially playing himself in the show, even though it was a character, but pretty much Chuck Norris-ish. But that's sad to hear that Chuck Norris, he's one of those guys. He was more popular than the characters he played. I mean, everybody knew Chuck Norris's name.
Yeah.
But again, I guess we all have to go at some point, as they say.
Sad.
The curtain falls on some of us. Eventually.
Well.
No, all of us.
I was just about to say.
All of us. We all get the final curtain one day. All right, we'll be back right after this.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly...